soirée de l'épopée, des plus brillants exploits. Au Canada, glorieux Saint-Louis, we stand on guard for thee. Au Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
The angels sing high. Let the angels sing low.
Der Minister bedauert derartige Äußerungen. Ihr Minister bedauert derartige Äußerungen. Ihr bedauert derartige Äußerungen. Ihr bedauert derartige Äußerungen. Ihr haue derartige Äußerungen. Ihr haue Äußerungen. Ihr haue Äußerungen.
This is John M. Bennett from my Axe Tongue CD. This is Cup of Spit on CITR FM 101.9.
Cup of Spit. I was caressing the cup of spit on the shelf, thinking of lifting it, quaffing its dregs. I was carrying the cup of spit to the fridge, wanting it to thicken and cold. I was sitting in the yard with my spit on a stump, watching leaves clear from a tree. Oh, spit, I yearned, please never dry. And I walked with my spit to the cleaner. I sipped of my spit as I turned off the TV, as I sat spit in lap and lathered my belly with a stick. Cup lip. Is my spit sucking me? I feared and proffered my spit to my wife, who jolted her chair in reverse. I dribbled my spit in the spoon, heard it clicking and hiss. I raised the goblet to the mirror, saw a hole full of mud where my mouth ought to be, a handful of worms where my cup used to be.
As you may have gathered, Mr. Steve Edge is not in the building this morning. Steve is at the Vancouver Island Folk Music Festival emceeing, and so I have been tasked to entertain you for the next 4 hours. This is Beppe Crespan. Good morning. Happy Saturday to you. We've heard from John M. Bennett, some Yap Blanc, and right now from Vancouver, you know her as Pyrrha Draculea of the Vampire's Ball radio program on CITR. Also known as Maclu. From the Maclu Tarot, this is The Devil on CITR.
Yeah. which he is living. He continues acquiring a little knowledge here and there, with his vision broadening and his understanding deepening as his knowledge increases. Had man commenced with but a very small fraction of the knowledge he now possesses, the present state of the human mind would be very different from what it is. But the method by which knowledge is acquired is of the slowest. It is by way of what is called trial and error. Blunders are made rapidly, will be corrected slowly. Some of the most primitive errors are not on a general scale corrected even today. Man begins by believing on what appears to be sound evidence that the earth is flat, only to discover later that it is a sphere. He believes the sky to be a solid something, and the heavenly bodies but a short distance away. His conclusions about himself are as fantastically wrong as those he makes about the world at large. He mistakes the nature of the diseases from which he suffers and the causes of the things in which he delights. He is as ignorant to the nature of birth as he is of the cause of death. Thousands of generations pass before he takes the first faltering steps along the road of verifiable knowledge, and hundreds of thousands of generations have not sufficed to wipe out from the human intellect the influence of man's primitive blunders.
Speaking of Puritanism in relation to American art, Mr. Goodson Berglund said, "Puritanism has made us self-centered and hypocritical for so long that sincerity and reverence for what is natural in our impulses have been fairly bred out of us, with the result that there can be neither truth nor individuality in our art." Berkeley might have added that Puritanism has made life itself impossible. More than art, more than aestheticism, life represents beauty in a thousand variations. It is, indeed, a gigantic panorama of eternal change. Puritanism, on the other hand, rests on a fixed and immovable conception of life. It is based on the Calvinistic idea that life is a curse imposed upon man by the wrath of God. In order to redeem himself, man must do constant penance, must repudiate every natural and healthy impulse, and turn his back on joy and beauty.
I'm gonna make you mine.
CITRFM 101.9, you are listening to local performer Maclu and a track from the Blood Black Haze release, Os Invidus. Before that, from the Maclu Tarot, we heard The Devil, again by Maclu. And I also had a chance to slip in Saint Camilla from the brand new Future Ghosts release, currently on CITR playlist, which you may be hearing on a more regular basis than just on the Bebby Crespan Presents program on Sunday mornings.
On Friday, June 22nd, Shaw Cable will be discontinuing their FM channels, meaning they will no longer broadcast CITR. Aww. It's a good thing we have this big antenna. CITR, still 101.9 on your FM dial and online at CITR.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at CITR.ca.
Yeah, I let that one slip up on me. Sorry about that. Anyway, as I was saying, three from Maclu that last set. We've got a couple from Rupert Lally's Threads release in a few moments. Brand new music from Rupert Lally and Espen J. Jorgensen. Espen J. Jorgensen, of course, of Simon Fisher Turner and Espen J. Jorgensen fame. We'll be hearing a new composition by that pair, Rupert Lally and Espen J. Paul Ordensburg. We do have some Simon Fisher Turner and Mr. Jorgensen with Start the End. Another favorite on the Beppe Crespan Presents program that I'm playing in a few moments. Front 242 going way back when. And brand new music from Dan Bressanuti, formerly of Front 242, now that they're on hiatus. And new music from the Nothing But Noise release. This is CITR FM 101.9. We've got a couple guests, DJ ODU and MC Eeyore in the house. They'll be coming on in about 45 minutes' time, so stay tuned for that. Right now, Tom Ellard, Severed Heads on CITR.
Scarfed, chops to my bogrit. Spread your palms and lift the flaps of your arms. I am not to be denied. Mine's no telly shell. I have instant conductor hole.
is where America's peace of mind begins. Around the clock, radar's electronic eyes watch the skies and report what they see to SAGE, Defense System of the United States Air Force. Here is a SAGE center on 24-hour alert. At its heart is a computer developed by a research team from MIT and IBM working with the Air Force. The SAGE computer speeds the information for decisions by man in our missile age. Every scheduled flight across American frontiers is recorded ahead of time on IBM punch cards, then fed into the SAGE computer. Now the computer can draw a picture of what is supposed to be in the sky at any moment. It continually compares this expected picture with the real picture as seen by radar. If a flying object does not belong, it appears on this viewing screen. There's one now at the right of the screen. They call it a blip, unknown flying object. Friend or foe, within seconds the Air Force will know. The officer fires a light gun at the target blip. This tells the computer to track the object. At the launching site, a long-range Fomalhaut missile is ready for firing. Now they ask the computer to calculate an intercept point. X marks the spot where the Fomalhaut missile would meet the moving target if fired immediately. The officer in charge makes the final decision. Fire. At the moment of launching, the Fomalhaut missile receives instructions from the IBM computer. As the missile screams toward target, radar keeps on tracking. With electronic control, the computer automatically adjusts the missile to meet any change in the target flight. There is no escape. Intercept. This was a test. One of many successful tests of the SAGE Fomalhaut Security Team, our new system of air defense. To be ready for the worst, so that the worst will never happen, America is now armed with instant electronic reflexes. The SAGE computer, made by IBM, is another example of the vast new powers that man can achieve through the creative use of his mind. Strength for national defense. Speed for informed decisions. Service for a growing America. This is IBM, freeing man's mind to shape the future.
Experimenting with LSD, waiting for psychedelic lightning to strike. More often, they're swayed by extraordinary experiences related to them by their friends. Here's one such recollection, told by a young insurance company employee.
That was really good. I mean, I came out of the shower jumping around telling everybody how groovy it was to take a shower. And it was like, well, it was like being under a thunderstorm with great big drops of rain, because you could really feel the water coming. And you could just, it almost felt, this is weird, it almost felt like you could feel your throat going, sopping up the water, you know, your whole body was just going, like a great big sponge, you know, and it was like a massage. It was so groovy, you can't believe it. It wasn't just water hitting, taking a shower, soap, and out you go, you know, down off. It was just, oh, wow. It was like a caress, you know, kind of, and you could really feel the hot and the cold, hot.
This is CITR FM 101.9, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia. Again, I'm Beppe Crespan. I'm filling in for Steve Edge, currently at the Vancouver Island Folk Music Festival. You are listening to Rupert Lally and a couple of Coolio tracks from his Threads release. In a few moments, we have Ordensburg, the brand new track from Rupert Lally and his collaboration with Espen J. Jorgensen, followed up with Simon Fisher and Espen J. from their Sound Escapes release. Again, a favorite on the Beppe Crespan Presents radio program. Favorite of mine, and it should be of yours. This is CITR-FM 101.9, Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Fish Turner. There is no musical accompaniment tonight, just the fridge humming away. And this is Start the End on CITR FM 010.9, Vancouver.
You've been listening to Simon Fisher Turner and Espen J. Jorgensen. Again, a track called Start the End from their Sound Escapes release. Right now, Front 242, Take 1, followed by 2 from the Not Bleeding Red CD by Daniel Bresanuti of Front 242, his new project called Nothing But Noise. We'll be hearing 2 tracks from them. This is CITR FM 101.9. No, I am not Steve Edge, and this is not the Saturday Edge on Folk program. It's Beppe Crespin, and I'm glad to be filling in for Steve while he's emceeing at the Vancouver Island Folk Music Festival. Happy Saturday, happy weekend. This is CITR.
This is.